Morning, folks. Just wanted to do a quick video update on the aquaponics as I've now converted this system into an outdoor system, which is very interesting. Very different. You got to take different precautions, including covering up the water so the algae doesn't grow down there. Just getting started up. You can tell it's a brand new system. These are some of the plants that, bless their heart, have survived the move out here. It's been rough, I know. Hey, buddy. And so a couple notes about like what's going on with these systems now that they're outside. So first of all, it's worth mentioning that the sun is amazing, right? All my aquaponics to date before this thing here have been running inside. And that means that they were always, it turns out, limited by how much light I was paying for. The sun is just amazing. And the growth that I'm getting out of these things now that they're constantly in water and with constant exposure to full sun is just, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. So that's super fun. It is worth noting, of course, that the evaporation rate is much higher, especially with black beds. There's probably a lot of heat being absorbed here. I wish I'd had the white beds out here, but it's too hard to get an 8x4 level on this terrain. It's just not worth messing with it. And then, of course, I'm going to have to be putting up a fence to keep the critters out, because they would love to come around. This is just a buffet for them, and with a beverage included. But the real magic is inside. Let's head over there.
'Tis a day of days. Yes, thank you for joining me.
As we inaugurate with these first seedlings, the new aquaponics system, this with the 8x4 bed, which is about 2.5 times as big as the old 4x4 beds. And I also wanted to point out, there's a few things I wanted to point out here, but I'll start with the one little innovation over the last piece here, last design. Is now that I've got these rails up here, so the lights are on boards that are not actually fixed to the structure. And that allows me to just scoot them back and forth so that as I raise or lower these things, I'm going to acquire a greater density or less. I can move them back and forth, or if I switched, you know, in the old one, I had switched between LEDs and T5s, and for all sorts of reasons, constantly wanted the ability to move lights back and forth and all around. But they were stuck into the structure. So this, now, these little guys can move back and forth without getting pulled off. They got little nubs on the end of these rails that keep me from bumping off. And you just scoot back and forth. I also integrated a lot of vertical space here, which is, it's overbuilt right now because I've also got some extra head on this pump. And I can imagine, I've always wanted to in the past, but didn't have, oh nice, hey everybody. But didn't have the luxury of the vertical space to build up. Imagine putting this swirl filter up higher and then shoving the water across a pipe and having it drip down across many vertical grow tubes, maybe with vertical lead strips along each of them. But that's imagination left to the future for right now. I just liked designing that vertical space in. Other things I wanted to mention, this is a ton of media. So when we're dealing with a 4x8 internal dimensions bed, then this is actually, you know, it's on par with like a queen size mattress. So this is expanded clay pebbles. This much media weighs more than I do by far. So the structure that I built here, like I can easily claim on this thing with no issues. I have to be able to because the amount of media in here weighs more than I do alone. Also, the amount of water that comes in here, it's about 50 gallons. Every time this fills and drains, there's the water coming in and there's the siphon. Every time that happens, the amount of water that comes in here also weighs more than I do. So this thing is probably the strongest structure I've ever had to build because it has to withstand that much constant weight and that much weight constantly. Load on, load off, load on, load off. That's a lot of, it's a heavy demand for this kind of a thing. So your structure really needs to scale up and be more resilient when you add this much space. That's one of the lessons I learned. Luckily, I anticipated that, and so I didn't have some catastrophic failure that taught me that. I did have a catastrophic failure in this regard, and that is that with the eight foot, this is more than 8 foot long, right? It's like 8.5 feet long. So the in the middle of the bed here, when the water is full especially, it's too much load, and it will just fold. In fact, it did happen to me. It folded right in the middle before I had these side supports on here, and I lost, you know, 40 or 50 gallons of precious, nutritious aquaponics water, and it was a sad day for all. That was before I added these side supports, and it's just two studs that are lined up right against, you can tell they're lined up right against the support of the bed on each side. Same thing is true on the bottom. You need support along every ridge at every step of the way, or the bed itself will sink. Even there, you can see it starting to sink a little bit, just in like the foot that's sitting out. Now, that's not going to cause problems for my flood drain cycle, but you do need to support these beds. They're not meant to support the weight. They're just here to be structure, and then you got to build around it. In fact, I noticed, if you go to some aquaponics supply stores, they'll be happy to sell you a $300 bed for this thing to sit on, and it doesn't have that, so that's a nasty lesson waiting for you. You'll still have to build more when you get home either way. All right, let's see what else is worth mentioning. The only other thing I wanted to mention, because I neglected to talk about it in the first aquaponics video I did, Aquaponics 101, is that when you're building a new system, you need to rinse the living heck out of your media. Because when these things come, they're just dirty. So you need to give them a bath, or two, or three, and then use a strainer or a screen or something like that, and spray them down, and hose them, and rinse them down. Do it 8 or 9 times, then do it again 5 more times. And then if you start to get tired of it, then maybe you're like halfway there. Because you just got to really clean this stuff out before you put it into your system. For two reasons. One, no matter how clean you get it, even just these things colliding creates a little bit of dust. And of course, this is like, I tried my best to clean the living hell out of this stuff, and it still leaves a ton of particulate matter there. And if you see it here, which we do, then it's also on my fish. And that sucks. I don't want my fish to be breathing in particulate matter. That's not nice for them, or good for them. So that's why you need to do your best to clean your media whenever you move it around a lot, or just in general, be good to those fish. All right, folks, that's all I wanted to show off on this first system. I hope you are taking steps to ensure your food sovereignty. Some more studies out this month indicating climate change is going to spell the demise of modern agriculture. So if you're not doing aquaponics, what are you working on? Let me know what you're doing. Send me a note, icehfarmer@gmail.com, or leave me a comment below. Let's go build a great tomorrow, folks. Take care.